Morning, Ramke and Sharon. We'll get
Good morning,
started.
Grace.
Great. Welcome, everyone. We'll give everybody a few minutes to join. We're not quite at quorum yet, and we'll get started in just a few minutes. Okay, well, why don't we get started? I have four items on the agenda for today. First is the logging M3 review. This is one of our last outstanding architecture reviews for the cycle. Also, we have an open issue that Jamil raised a few weeks ago on VFC. I want to see if we can get closure on that, or at least get closure this week. Now that we've gone through our M3 requirements to the Beijing release, we can start to pivot and start looking forward at Casablanca. This will be a kickoff for that discussion, and then a Tiger Team update from Parviz. Do I have anyone from the logging project on at this point? Okay, let's give them another minute or so. We'll get started momentarily.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Parviz.
Hey, I have a question on the logging. Should I wait after the presentation or no?
Yes, let's make sure we get the logging project folks on to discuss it.
Okay.
I don't see them quite yet, but yeah, please bring it up during their review.
Sure.
Hi, Michael Bryan here from logging.
Hi, Mike. I've got you up first if you want to start with your architecture review. Michael, I think you're on mute. There we go.
Okay, sorry.
No problem.
Sorry, I'm late. That was on a previous meeting. So, okay, we got here. So I took the page from ANI and used it as a guide. So the big picture is that from an API perspective, we don't currently have any API, but we would like to. We're building a reference implementation and a logging library. But right now they're just stub projects. So it's an AOP library specific for Java, and these are the subtasks, but they're all just stub right now. We've got some code in. Now there's a second implementation for Python that's being done by the multi-cloud team, number 4. And that is also in progress. That should be in for Beijing.
So just a point of clarification is all the APIs are supposed to be frozen by M3. Yep. If they're not ready yet and you want them in for Beijing, do you have a plan for a TSC exception?
No, so we're not putting anything in Beijing.
Okay.
No API at all.
Okay.
It's for Casablanca.
Got it.
So all our work is for Casablanca pretty well. And everything here, the epics are also Casablanca. So these are just stub epics. We're thinking of changing the sidecar container for the Elk stack. And we're just starting to look at that. And transaction tracing, we have to fix the logs up first. So eventually we're going to bring in our own or use open tracing. And that's also Casablanca. So I guess it's not really a delta from R1. It's more of it will be a delta in Casablanca. So I should probably change this. I'll just put a stub for now. Feature. Okay. So there is no, the only difference between R1 is that we've started the library. That's it.
Mm-hmm. No plan to deliver anything, whether it is Java or Python, in Beijing.
Okay, so because we've started the library, we retrofitted our project to be a Java project. And how can I show it to you?
But do you plan to deliver the Java? I think I hear no, but I want to be sure.
No, because we don't have enough time to do all this work, even in the next 2 weeks. It'll probably take at least 6 weeks to do this. So this is just starting work for Casablanca. And nobody's waiting on this work. And it's not part of anybody's POM or reference implementation. So there shouldn't be any impact to any teams. Where's my edit? I was editing a page. Okay, so do you want to review stuff that we're planning on doing? Or do you only want to review things that we actually are committed to for the next milestone?
Let's focus on what you're going to be delivering in Beijing. And this is partly for the other projects so that they can discuss how to work with you.
Okay, so all we have now is the existing sidecar containers, mm-hmm. which Okay, so these components, since actually all the way back in August of 2017, have been retrofitted for the Elk stack, and this has not changed. Right now, what's happening, or except for multi-cloud, multi-cloud came in. So this is the Python work. This is the only change that's happened in the Beijing release. And mm-hmm. this work should be coming in. So that's the only diff. And there's this Python base, so they had to add their own Python library. That's the only thing we're delivering. Everything else is as is. There's no API, there's no logging reference. There's the only thing we have is basically the spec, which are the guidelines. Mm-hmm. And the guidelines have a diff, a small diff between Amsterdam and Beijing that are detailed here. So if someone was implementing the current guidelines, they would know what they'd have to change if they had them before. For new people, they can just stick to the new Beijing guidelines.
So what you are delivering for Beijing is a guidelines.
Yes, guideline change and a Python implementation of a library.
You will deliver a Python library? No.
Chances are it'll still be in review. So, and it's only required by the team themselves, the multi-cloud team. So it's part of their S3P. They have a logging enablement here. Mm-hmm. So this is pretty well our biggest work. It's nobody really in the logging project, or we're advising them, but they're two guys in the multi-cloud team are doing this work themselves. So you can see all the changes, including they have to retrofit the project itself, CI management. They're putting in their own FileBeat container. So half of our work is, we're like a sister project to OM. When you do work for us, whether it's config or logging sidecar, it's really OOM commits. It's nothing to do with logging. The only thing we would provide is the logging library. So they are providing their own logging library and they're checking it into our repo. I get the feeling that, so it's been spec'd and it's not going to change. It's just it has been merged, most of it. So I think we're good with that. Yeah, actually they're all merged. So, Python library and
Python
guideline change.
In the scope of Beijing, that's what you are saying. I'm sorry to ask, but
yeah,
confusing to me. So Python library is in the scope, you will deliver a library in Beijing timeframe. That's what you are saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Michael, is the Python library usable for other projects too, if they need?
Yeah. Because it's in the, it's just code and it happens to be in the logging repo. So you can just pull the logging repo and you can include it. It's not going to be like including a POM in Java, but I guess you just reference the Python code. Do you have Python containers?
I know, so I was essentially in the context of OOF project, it's all Python code. So just wondering whether this is usable, that is the context.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Great.
For all, so they're doing the big work for all the other Python projects, like a BFC, anyone who has a Python container. And then we will do for Casablanca the Java version. But for now, all the teams have their own libraries, like SDC, ANI, they have their own libraries for logging. They're not going to switch. Go ahead.
I was going to ask my next question, Mike.
Yep.
As you are going to deliver a Python library in Beijing release, do you have a plan to reach 50% code coverage?
Yeah, we should, right? The sonar has to be...
Yes.
So... I didn't check, but can we have mixed Python and Java in a single repo?
Yeah, there are some ways to play with that.
Okay, so we just have to fix that up. Okay, so that's a good point. We'll make sure it's above 50%.
Yeah, and you know also you will need to run all the CLM for licenses and third-party libraries that you may be using.
Yeah.
So we can take that offline.
That's good.
How about your S3P?
Okay, S3P, good point here. So I filled this out as good as I could. I didn't get it to 100%, but it's close. Do you want to go over this?
We don't have to go over it in detail, just that you have a plan, either to pass or you've communicated with the security team.
I didn't communicate with the security team. Okay, so I need to do that.
Okay.
This is Steven. What's the issue with the security team?
I need to talk with them about...
I'm running that, so I just wanted to know.
Do you guys do a review like we're doing here? Do you go over... I guess you would go over our code, so you could look at what code we have so far. I could check it out for you, or... Actually, that's not going to work. We have stub. A Spring container that runs right now, and it's got a sort of a stub library, but I don't know if that would affect the security stuff.
So are you running into any issues that you see as blockers to getting the basic badge?
No, I think we're good. Okay. Some things might need workarounds, so I've tried to put the workaround. There's like intrusion stuff that doesn't really apply to us. Mm-hmm. Like we are running a.
Then you say it doesn't apply to you, I think.
Yeah, reference. Okay, we're in the reference repo. So we do have two containers. We have a Kubernetes overlay. Okay, we have a mock service that's not, there's nothing really in it. But we do have a Spring container that runs. We're running a Jetty, actually, Spring on top of Jetty. So we have the same issues that any other container has, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't use a password to log in. We don't have authentication. It's a basic REST servlet. Let's see. Like Java.
And if you want something, check with the team. I think we, I mean, you can send it to ONAP, SEPCOMP, or send it to me, Stephen Tyrrell, and then I can sort of take the discussion with the team if you want to validate or check something.
Okay, right. Okay, Stephen Tyrrell. So you guys have a regular meeting, right?
That I can go to? Yes, I have a regular meeting on Wednesdays.
Okay. I'll go to your meeting then, and I'll bring it up to you guys.
Okay, cool. So, I mean, I'm not let's say updated in every aspect of the security, but there's a bunch of people that with different competences. So I think that's good to take it with the team, not just me. Yeah, cool. Very good.
So, okay, good. So our security, as in runtime deployment time, is keyed in with OM. And I'll just get the log here. So we have, this is unchanged from Amsterdam. We have our three containers running, and there's a UI Kibana, but there's no password protection or anything, and these are self-contained. You can't get out of them if you got in them somehow, but
okay. I actually think this could be a little bit of a good discussion to take.
Yeah. So our scalability resiliency is same as most projects. We key off OM. We put a replica set. It's hard-coded to one, but we could increase it. So if we got traffic, too much logging traffic, ideally we would scale these guys based on a trigger. So it's pretty standard OM scalability. We just have to make sure that the PV storing the data behind the scenes is also replicated. But that is not specific to us. So that covers off these two guys. And the big thing is the manageability. Right now we've got this second FileBeat container that was the original architecture, but that might be refactored, but not for Beijing. It's going to be as is. In Casablanca, we might use a daemon set, which would make things a bit simpler, but we have to scope this out. And actually multi-cloud team, a couple teams have brought up the fact of the FileBeat agent is not the ideal architecture. So, but this is Casablanca. And, okay, so I got to cover Sonar, talk with security, and make sure that everything, nothing's blocking the Python to go in, which I think it's going well. And I think that's it. We don't log in DCAE because it's not in Kubernetes yet. Once it comes in, probably in Casablanca, then we'll be adding stuff to DC. I think that covers most of everything. Oh yeah, we're changing our config, but that's part of the bigger. So that is part of OM's major epic on config change, and we have one piece in that. So
that's hey, just, Michael.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Michael, this is part of this. Yeah. For OM and Kubernetes, do we have any plan to look into something called Fluentd? Fluentd is a part of the CNCF work currently. Google and others are pushing, and it's really getting a lot of traction in the industry. Okay. I've in logging as a common service. I guess Ramki already asked about how the other projects are going to use logging. Do we have any plan to use a framework like Fluentd, or have you heard about Fluentd?
Yeah, it's one of the alternatives. So it is in our list. Actually, I looked at it a bit. So you're right. We probably want to see what we're going to use. Maybe Fluentd will be our implementation. We're going to look at Kubernetes native daemon set. Yeah. But we definitely should look at this. So it's a good. Who is talking?
This is Parviz, okay. The Tiger team. I'm looking into that. And there is also Fluentd Bit, which is a new extension, which is very powerful.
Fluentd Bit.
Fluentd Bit. Yeah. Bit. It's the same thing you just said, BIT, which is a kind of a child project. And they are extending this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's basically making it like a pluggable architecture as a common service, yeah? So yeah. We make it more scalable. I guess we should look into this for maybe Casablanca or a future release, a very powerful set of tools.
Yep, definitely. So you can watch this epic, and then we should have a couple discussions in our weekly meeting. It's at it's in an hour. It's in half an hour. We're having a logging meeting, so we have it every Tuesday. You can add whatever you think to this, which probably set up a web page for this too, a design page. But that's good. Yeah, I think FluentD is a good thing to look at.
Sure.
Thanks for the extra project and to know about that one. Yeah, this is good.
Thank you. Any other questions for Michael?
Hey, Michael, this is Shankar here from OOF. Like Ramki was mentioning, we are a pure Python project as well. So at some point of time, we would also be interested in sort of exploring the logging framework for what we do. We currently use Oslo logging, which is sort of, we made it compliant with EELF. But we would like to sort of explore, you know, the library and see if we can start using that, at least in Casablanca and going forward.
Okay, who was who am I talking to actually?
Shankar, Shankar.
Shankar, is it the first or second one?
It's the first.
Okay, good. That's why I keep track. Okay, we should have that discussion. And so Liang is sort of leading this. It's his major project, and put the three of us together. So, I don't know if you could come to the meeting in half an hour. Yeah, we're having a meeting in half an hour, and then we should be able to start talking about it. It's good. There's a lot of interest in the Python project. I've seen a lot of requests. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
Okay, so I've got a couple things to do, and I guess... So it's conditional. So that's it for, should I stop sharing?
Yes. Thank you for the review.
Okay.
Thanks. Okay.
Thanks, guys.
So let's move on. Let's see. Next up, we have one open issue from the TSC review of the architecture. I want to see if we can get closure on this, or at least move towards closure. The comment came in from Jamil, and he raised an issue with this note 1 that says VFC is etsy aligned. Since that time, Jan from the VFC team has responded, both last week talking about the etsy specs that they're implementing. And then let me stop the share and bring up the email. Jan says the VFC reference and approves etsy standard in R1. It referenced the FC Mano architecture, the IFA documents, and the SOL1 draft, or the SOL drafts, and they're keeping the same architecture in R1 and optimizing the interfaces in the Beijing release. They think that etsy aligned is still an appropriate name, and they recommend keeping the original note. I don't see them on the bridge. I don't see Jan, but I would like to close on this this week. If people have any comments, we can talk about it here, but I'd like to continue the discussion on the email thread. If anyone has any objection to the recommendation from the VFC team, and let's get this resolved by close of day tomorrow if we can. so that we can present it to the TSC on Thursday.
Chris, are you sharing still, or is it just made?
No, I just stopped sharing.
Okay. So how will we? Is there an email about this that I've?
Yes, there's an email thread that went out to the ONAP architecture team. I'll bring this back up again. And the latest response is the one from Yan. So it was dated 3/8.
And it's called Beijing Architectural Manager. Okay. All right, I see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if anyone does have any thoughts on this, let's try to resolve it this week so that we can close. This is our one remaining issue for the Beijing architecture.
Just one input into that part of the discussion, of course. What we can sort of think about there is that the interface towards the VSC, of course, is somewhat functionally sort of aligned to some extent. And of course, the full scope of the NFPO and the full scope of the VNFM is more than what we have inside the VSC today. And then there are the other interfaces in SOL 005 and SOL 003, which functionally go into the NFPO and VNFM. But if you think about it from an ONAP perspective, an ONAP alignment perspective, maybe that actually is not the best place to put all of those interfaces there. So this is a subset of the ETSI that needs to be thought about there.
Yeah, I think that's the intention of saying aligned as opposed to compliant or something even stronger. In other words, that the VSC project is modeling itself after ETSI, but that doesn't necessarily mean 100%.
No, because it's sort of missing some of the other capabilities that probably don't belong towards that project, actually, when you think about the alignment with ONAP. But, fair enough, I get the point.
Mm-hmm. Chris, this is Parviz. I know that the TSC already voted for this wording, yeah? Did we change any functionality since R1? I don't think so, yeah?
No, we have not. This was something that Jamil raised during the TSC consideration. I just want to make sure that we're reviewing it with this team before we close on it and bring it back to the TSC.
Well, it's going to be a repeat of the same vote. There is no function change, the architecture.
Right, right. Yep.
Yeah.
So if you do have any comments on this, please send them in before tomorrow close of business. So we'll wrap on this. If I don't see if I don't see people who are concerned about this wording, we'll just bring the architecture back to the TSC on Thursday. And if there is, let's discuss through the email chain and see if we can come to consensus promptly.
And also in a related topic, one request, Chris, if you can kick off the white paper preparation a little bit earlier this time. So last time, I think we hardly had any time to review, right?
So that'll be good. It came back from Linux Foundation pretty late this time.
Yep.
We'll get it back earlier so that you have a chance to see it. And if there are any more comments, we can address.
Thank you.
Sure.
Is there a specific date to it? I mean, because several of us get on travel at different times. Sometimes it gets very hard. Any particular date we can expect something from LF?
Not at this point. But I'll keep you posted on that and give everybody plenty of notice when it's coming.
Thank you.
Okay. Great. So before we move on, anything else for Beijing? that anyone has with the Beijing architecture before we pivot and start thinking about Casablanca? Okay, so let me change my share. We talked a little bit about this back in January, and we had a set of suggestions. As I look at towards Casablanca, and as I look towards the market landscape, I see in one of the big challenges for us is that we are now going to be competing more directly with the cloud players, you know, with the Googles and the Amazons and Alibabas. I think that, looking personally, this is just for discussion, that we want to move towards a cloud native direction. I think that, from my perspective, would be a good focus for the Casablanca timeframe. We won't get 100%, but I think that that would be where we should put a strong focus. So using cloud native paradigms, going towards a microservices architecture. You know, we've already started on that path, but to continue and provide some additional emphasis there. Let's see, we've already identified some of these external APIs that we want to start bringing some of them in as well, talk about federation, both within one operator and across operators. Can we look at some more common services? And one that came up in the survey was a database harmonization. Every project has its own database, and we have about 15 different types. If we can start pulling this together.
Hey, Chris.
Yes.
This is Roger from OOM. So we've already started to do this.
Great.
The work that we're doing now, we're using Helm charts, and we're mm-hmm. trying to unify all the projects towards using the same chart and hopefully even the same image for the databases. So, for example, there are many MariaDBs, so we're trying to kind of herd everyone towards using common technology here. So the next logical step would be to have, instead of one technology, but seven instances, to reduce that down to say one instance. Mm-hmm. So we're on that path.
Great. Can I queue you up in the next couple of weeks to come back and talk about this so we can make this more visible to the architecture team and to some of the projects?
Sure, be happy to.
Perfect. Yes.
And in fact, I have one pending item in my presentation list. Just been very busy on the service mesh. That's also a topic spot on in the direction of cloud native.
Yeah. Great. When you're ready, I'll add you in. That's sure. Really what the purpose is of this, is to try to queue up some items for the coming weeks. If people are interested in some of these topics, to come back with the presentation material.
Chris, I was thinking that should we organize this Casablanca requirement in three buckets? We started with the platform to platform maturity and want to see what are the things that we accomplished in Beijing and what are the things that we would like to see happen in Casablanca to further enhance the maturity. The second is what you have, which is what are some of the enhancements we need in each of the module to fill the functional gaps, whether it's an STC or DCAE or any and common services. That's the second category. Mm-hmm. And the third category, in my view, should be what are the platform requirements to support some of the use cases, whether it's a 5G use case or any other use case that might we have been working on, to say what are the platform requirements coming from use cases. So I think if we categorize them in these three categories, then we can see that we are maturing the platform, enhancing functionality to support.
Great. And Vimal, I know that you've been focusing on 5G. Can I ask you to come back with some suggestions for
Sure. Yeah, for 5G? So I'll try to get both. I don't know if platform maturity is again something that we really would. So Jason, I don't see Jason on the call today, but maybe that's something we want to keep updating, because I don't think we did everything that we need to do to call it a career grade platform.
That's right. This is a continuous improvement process that we kicked off in Beijing.
Exactly.
It won't be the theme of Casablanca. In other words, we have to go to the market and say we're doing something new. But we are going to ask everybody to step up. Just like it was in Beijing, there will be differences between the runtime projects and the design time projects. But we will ask people to move forward on the S3P. Based on where they are, so for some of the projects that may be geo redundancy, probably not for the design time. We may want to move for security into from the basic to the silver badge, at least for some of the projects, and so on and so forth through the requirements. That there's that whole matrix. We'll have to decide as a community what the right bar is for next time, but essentially push everybody just a little bit further.
Yeah, exactly. So I think by categorizing those three buckets, if you agree, that would make sense. And I can try to bring from the use case requirement as well as from platform maturity, from AT&T point of view, what we think are the key enhancement we would like to see. And we also have some things to contribute to this, your category you have, the functional enhancement in some of the modules, like whether it's TCAE or SO or whatever module we think we need to enhance.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like Vimal's suggestion. And also one thought that came to my mind was regarding platform maturity. This is where cloud native world can bring a ton of value. For example, if you can truly bring service mesh, then we are automatically solving some of the security challenges right away across the platform, across all components, right? As an example, and service mesh can bring much more value. I'm sure Roger, Michael, and the team can have several other very interesting ideas. So yeah, this is sort of where cloud native plays a critical role, is my take.
A couple of questions, Chris. Actually, questions, and I may have a few comments. The support for security management, what do you mean by that? Do you mean increase? I mean, there's discussions that we have a little bit in the security architecture also about improving the authorization and the authorization flow through the different components. We can talk about increasing the amount of secure communication, leveraging AAF, and those things. Is that what you cover under the security management, or are you meaning something else?
Yeah, in the secret management, we've already got some of that and certificates. We have some of that coming into Beijing. It's additional emphasis on that going forward.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Cool. Two more things we may want to consider on this list as well. One is that we have the directional architecture and what steps maybe we wish to take. That could be one sort of discussion there, and another one is a list. I think it's worth a bit of discussion. Is when it comes to alignment or increased alignment also with Etsimano, is that something we want to put on here from an architecture point of view?
Great, that's a good discussion. And what I understand from Linux Foundation is that they're in discussions with Etsy around IPR. So as that comes in a month or so, that would help reinforce some of the discussion about what we can do with Etsy and what time frame.
The IPRs, I don't know there's discussions about that, but in a way it's kind of irrelevant in the sense that those things are a friend one, and actually the real IPRs we need to worry about are the ones that aren't identified by these standards organizations, because they're the ones that can be blocking.
Yeah, so
that's a really the critical point, to be honest with you.
Yeah. The other thing is the Etsy team will be coming forward at ONS. So we can talk with them a bit about that. So I think that's a good point we'll want to continue.
And see how far, this is not something for one release, in my opinion, it's something for a few releases, but I think we need to actually take that discussion a little bit.
Yep.
Well, I have a question on to follow on the what Steve is saying. Do you have the architecture guidelines for security management, Steve? You have identified some of the architectural framework that how to make the platform more secure?
I mean, there is sort of, we've been discussing certain topics and certain capabilities, and then the idea is to sort of, then we bring them back to the TSC, but we haven't sort of discussed this in terms of, and one thing I've wanted that we haven't sort of got to is actually guidelines towards the projects for how to do secure communication, how to use AAF in a good way, how to use the certificates, those type of, let's say, guidelines in a similar way that was done for the CIA vetting program. But let's say certain capabilities weren't ready for us to really describe that in a good way in Beijing. So I think that's something that I would like to take with the team to come back and also progress in time for Casablanca.
So Chris, from an architecture perspective for Casablanca and later release, I guess what we need to do is, I guess Vimal already said you put it in three different buckets, which is good. And then in terms of that cadence, the release cadence and the deliverable, we need to focus on a subset of those features that we can deliver, okay? So is right. that a discussion for a future ARC call, or we can just identify those three buckets with the appropriate priority that we can deliver within the Casablanca release timeframe?
It's like what we did last time. So we have essentially from now till the end of the release to do some planning. What I'd like to do is solicit people who have new ideas for the ONAP architecture to come forward. At this point, it can even be future looking. You know, even if we're not going to get there in Casablanca, if you have some directional presentations about where you think we should go, let's put them on the table. As we get into the RC cycles, then we need to start reducing that to something that we can implement in the Casablanca timeframe. And then at the beginning of the release, we have to publish that for the project so they can get it into their M1 plans. And then we get it approved by the TSC. And then we do the architecture checkpoints. And then we pivot and look at, I think it's Dublin, going beyond that. So there's the cycle that we have to lead the project by several months to make sure that they can pick up what we're delivering. So we'll be focusing on Casablanca from now until the end of M3 in the Casablanca timeframe. The first part is just putting everything on the table, and then it's reducing it down to a set of concrete recommendations, and then pushing it through the process.
So Chris and Carvis, I think one thing we should do is, as we capture this requirement, and the requirement total list will be longer than what can be done in Casablanca, also look for priority. So if it is something that a lot of people are asking for it, it's, we think that, like, for example, 5G again is something my favorite, is pretty, almost everybody is looking for it. So let's see what is the priority. What is the priority for doing some platform maturity? If it's a high priority because everybody's asking for it, then we can prioritize all the work and say what is the best thing we can do in Casablanca and what is something that can be delayed till Dublin.
So Vimal, just to follow on what you're saying, the process that is in place, for example, if a member wants to bring a contribution, so I assume that we just submit a proposal, like a sub-project, a project proposal. So we don't have to really put a requirement in first, correct?
Yeah.
Do we need to?
Right. So if Vimal wants to come forward, for example, with 5G and say, this is what 5G needs, you know, here's what we're looking to deliver from a use case perspective, and this is what it would boil down to, and this would be the priority. We can start with just the high level, you know, this is our expectation for what 5G is, and we can talk about, what the path is to implement that.
Well, Chris, you know that we have been talking about this real-time streaming and low latency and so on, so like IoT. Yeah. Is that you said that we can bring those ideas as part of like a project proposals, correct?
Well, you can bring it forward if you want to schedule time on one of the upcoming architecture calls, just like Ramke mentioned with the service mesh. Just let me know. I'll put it on the agenda. We can talk about it here. If you want it implemented by the projects, you know, at some point it would have to be in someone's Jira queue. So you either have to get it approved as a new project or get it adopted by one of the existing projects.
Hey, Chris, I have a question. I have a couple suggestions that are kind of project-wide things. So one of them would be supporting a multi-platform support. So instead of using just OpenStack to be able to do a true multi-cloud, say with Sparkle Formations, I think the multi-cloud team is looking at that, or JClouds or LibClouds. Mm-hmm. But those are projects that impact many components.
Yep.
One would be transactions, to be able to support transactions within ONAP, so that if there's a failure, you can roll back the transactions that are there. Mm-hmm. Again, those are things that affect many areas. So how do we approach those?
I think the first thing is bring them forward to the architecture team. Let's discuss this. You know, the idea for this subcommittee is that it is cross-project. So the topics that you're bringing up are you know, great to queue up as part of these discussions. We'll take a look at what makes sense in the Casablanca timeframe versus, you know, some future timeframe. And then, you know, if it resonates with the community, we put it on the list for Casablanca and bring that to the TSC, and then make sure that other projects are prioritizing it as part of their planning cycles.
Hey, Chris, this is Shankar. Just a comment on what Vimon just said, or what you just said about the 5G use case.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and this is my personal opinion, right? So I think there is a difference between a core ONAP platform functionality and the applying that functionality to a specific case, use case based on a vendor requirements.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what I mean by that is the following. Let's take, for example, the 5G slicing use case.
Mm-hmm.
The one that is sponsored by, let's say, I'm just making up an example, right? AT&T and a few others. That use case conceivably can be different than a 5G slicing use case that may be sponsored by different ISP.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I'm saying this is because the way 5G slicing is going to be implemented within, let's say, AT&T may be different than how other vendors are going to implement it based on their own internal implementation of the 5G infrastructure. So there has to be differentiation between a core functionality and how do we apply the core ONAP functionality to a use case that can be either general or specific to either vendor or an ISP implementation.
Mm-hmm.
And Shankar, we tried to do that exactly what you just described, which is to say, understand the platform requirement, ONAP platform requirement to support a use case. To demonstrate that use case or give a demo, we might have something. So if you look at the PNF support that's part of Beijing, because Nokia took a lead, there is a slight Nokia dependency on exactly how we do that. It's a discovery based, so it's still based on standard, but how do we load the software is a Nokia specific flow. And we very clearly said this particular step is a vendor specific and could be modified depending on the vendor. So there is a platform requirement that we want from ONAP that must be supported. That should be common across all the, and there could be a vendor specific tweak that need to be supported. And we tried to identify those steps very clearly to say, this is a vendor specific step that probably can be replaced for if the vendor is not Nokia, but Ericsson or somebody else.
Yeah, this is an important point that ONAP is not a collection of use cases that we've identified here and delivered. It's a platform that we use the use cases to call out platform features. So if we find, if we want to do 5G, just to use this as an example, and we find out that there's a deficiency in ONAP that prevents us from deploying 5G, you know, then that may be something that we need to fix, but not so specifically that it can only be used for one operator deployment.
Exactly. We need to call out the common functions or common capabilities within the platform, and anything that is specific to vendor implementation would have to be addressed by that vendor or the ISP. Mm-hmm. But the core capabilities within ONAP would have to be used to implement all of the flavors, if you will, or variations of the 5G slicing implementations.
So I put it slightly differently, Sakar. I don't say the platform should provide the base capability that provide enough flexibility that vendor specific tweak can be also realized where needed. But it's not the goal of ONAP to support every vendor specific tweak. It's the common function is what we support in ONAP. And this is, again, only reason we are saying that this is a Nokia-specific step is because to demonstrate that use case, we need that. And we clearly spell out that the vendor-specific step. But that's, we don't consider that part of ONAP core capability.
No, fully understand. Okay, Vimal, just 1 second. Vimal, so I agree with you, right? But for example, the focus right now is on implementing 5G slicing using specific vendor, either VNFs or PNFs, right? If we were to use, and this is, I'm just making an example, right? I'm not suggesting that this is what's happening, right? But as soon as we finish with the 5G slicing, and let's say, for example, Nokia is using it today, if I want to go off and use Ericsson or Huawei's VNFs or PNFs, I want to make sure that I could use the same capabilities that we've created within the platform to apply these capabilities to a new vendor VNFs or PNFs.
Yeah, and we can take it offline, Sagar. Okay. I don't want to use
that's fine.
But what we do is we create the model that is vendor agnostic and do it. Then we have the mapping that is the vendor specific. So that, and I can work with you to
make sure
that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, go ahead, Toby. Sorry.
Yeah, I guess, Vimal, you mentioned the vendor agnostic model. Yeah, that is the key. Yeah, I guess Shakar is bringing that up. Do we have a core set of requirements, like the architectural requirement that would establish a ground that we meet those set of requirements? That means the platform should be able to support any implementation from vendor A, B, C, or ISP, or whatever. And then for a use case, you can take a subset of those requirements and you basically demo that. That doesn't really downplay the fact that there is a bigger set of requirements that the platform should support, correct?
We can really discuss during the 5G calls we have, but that's the approach. We are not driven, the 5G use case is not driven by one service provider or one vendor. There are multiple vendors, Ericsson, Nokia, Huawei, Cisco, Intel, and there are multiple service providers. So we try to make really clear distinction on the way we want to say what are the platform capability and what are the vendor specific steps that are needed to demonstrate that capability. And to answer your first question, do we have all the requirements? We are just starting. We are just starting to say what are the high-level requirements and then define those requirements over time so that when Casablanca, we start launch Casablanca, we know what we need from the platform.
Okay, good.
Chris, sorry, we took a little longer than...
No problem. That's what this meeting is for, putting all this on the table and getting us started for the process. I think this is a good discussion.
Chris, on this slide, before you close it, for my, actually for Tiger team, update, I was planning to use this slide. Could you, after we are done, could you keep it open?
Sure. I'll be happy to. Let's see. So this is what I wanted to discuss as part of the kickoff, is just that we're going to be starting the process now. If you do have contributions, please come forward. I am going to be asking the Tiger team to help to package this into something that's realizable in the Casablanca timeframe. With that, I want to pivot and turn this over to Parviz to give us a Tiger team update.
Okay. Okay, thanks, Chris. Can you hear me? Yeah. Okay,
yes.
Let me see. All right. I had the same slide with a different focus. Now, you mentioned the external APIs. Of course, we have already contribution in the Tiger team. We are pretty much trying to sync up with the deliverable of the external API project. And then from an architecture perspective, the question is, do we have the green signal from the TSC and the architecture subcommittee to look into the MEF, for example, the MEF APIs? Is that something that we are going to do or no? That's the very first question.
Think about it the other way around. The TSC hasn't voted on this yet. So we're open to consider whatever we need to, and then we bring back a recommendation, and the TSC will decide whether or not to accept that recommendation. So at this point, let's just say the scope is wide open. If we want to consider MEF APIs, let's talk about it, and then get a recommendation, and then we can go to the TSC with our recommendation.
It's like, Chris.
Okay,
there may be a meta discussion that we need to have in the following sense. My understanding is MEF is responsible for a particular space of networking, mostly Metro Ethernet. And so if we're going to start by basing our APIs, let's say the BSS ones, the northbound APIs between a BSS and ONAP, I think we need to have a discussion on the structure of those APIs to perhaps structure it into a common set of API capabilities for that northbound interface, and then what I'll call service specific, because it may be the case that there are other groups other than MEF that need to define APIs for ordering, for example, their set of services that don't come under the purview of MEF. MEF may be the first one that we deal with, the first one in the barrel, as it were, but there may be others. So, for example, if there were a video streaming services group or a video conferencing services group, we may want to have a discussion of, can we take the MEF API and structure it so that there are some common things, like how do I identify a customer, as an example, And there's probably lots of others like that that are common. And then to have on top of that, be a user of that, the service-specific API that says, okay, now I'm going to order a VPN or an Ethernet or a video teleconference service. So we may want to do it that way, where MEF sets of services are kind of the first specific services to be put in that architecture. But I think it's worth an architectural discussion, thinking, do we need to structure this API in terms of a common core that I then plug in service-specific APIs depending on what service I want to order?
Yeah, that brings in the TMF and ETSI discussions as well. You know, just a point, I think we have a few MEF people on, but my understanding is they pivoted maybe 3-4 years ago, and now they're considering a broader set than just Ethernet. They have been working on, you know, some of these global definitions and a framework with their LSO interfaces that aren't just tied to the Ethernet service and could be accepted.
Right. Yeah, and that's yeah. Okay. I'm just saying, as long as they're not doing every possible service, I think we need to structure so the API so that it can accommodate other groups that may be working on services that don't fall under the MEF.
It's a valid point. Yeah. Is it all MEF only or the MEF, TMF, or Etsy? Which one for all the XML API, which are the relevant standards that we should follow and which one will make sense? And Chris is right that MEF, in fact, they dropped the name Metro Ethernet completely. They call it MEF only because they've broadened the scope to all services that can be.
Hey, Chris, yeah, this is Shaker. So let me comment on what Paul just said, right? I think I fully agree with Paul, right? And I'm not suggesting that I'm an expert on MEF, but based on the little that I know, I think you could take MEF and divide it into two different components. One would be all the MEF services, and the other one is the MEF 55, I think, which is the orchestration, right? And we need to be crystal clear in terms of when we say MEF, we're using the term generically to imply both. But I think there has to be a clear separation between the MEF services that can and will be supported on top of the ONAP platform versus the interoperability between the ONAP platform and MEF 55, which happens to be the orchestration. So at the and the, these discussions have to be clearly separated. So if we were to talk about the MEF services, you know, whether it is Ethernet, a private line, or the Ethernet virtual private line, and so on and so forth, these services should run on top of the ONAP platform without requiring or needing any changes to the ONAP interfaces.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree with that, Shaka. I was talking purely about the northbound between ONAP and northbound BSSs, but I agree
exactly
with your comment.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So from an OSS perspective or BSS perspective, if a customer is trying to order an EPL or an Ethernet private line, that request going into ONAP is similar to any other request for provisioning a service either on a virtual VNF or a PNF. So therefore, There should be zero impact on the northbound interface. You need to create the service, you need to create the templates, you need to create the logic, and then you need to create the resources, the virtual Ethernet, and so on and so forth, and then basically provision the CPE with the UniPort and so on and so forth. That's right.
I'm assuming all this works per ONAP in the sense that any service I can order through this northbound interface will have been defined using STC in the normal ONAP way.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. It's similar to what we did with network on demand right now.
Right. I was just talking about the architecture and structure exactly of that northbound API to allow for MEF defining whatever services fall under their umbrella. I'm just saying let's allow for the possibility that there might be other groups working on other services that may not fall there. Can we structure the API in a way that it's easily used by other entities who want to order services through ONAP as well?
But I think, I agree with you. Yeah, just hang on. Sorry, Pravis. And I agree with you, Paul. But I think the changes to the northbound API to handle the MEF services should be in line with generic changes to handle any service or any services.
Mm-hmm.
The interesting discussion that should be had is the interaction between an ONAP as an orchestration platform and MEF 55 as an orchestration platform, and that's a totally different discussion.
Absolutely agree. It's a different discussion.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, Pravis, go ahead.
Yeah, that's a good point, Chaka. Today, if you really look at some of the discussion that is already happening in Tiger Team, we are mainly focusing on a subset of those APIs that Andy, as part of the external API project, is working on. More specifically, Paul, you mentioned the OS, the BSS interaction with the ONAP platform. So I assume that you're referring to like a legato type of interaction, Shaka, like legato, correct? Is that beyond the legato scope?
Yeah, okay. Sorry. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, to bring this to a more specific work item from an architecture perspective, we are indeed, I guess, Chris, you already mentioned that, we are looking into the orchestration federation in the context of interlude, orchestration delegation, which is probably some modification or extension on top of interlude. We don't know. We don't have the exact spec for that. And then we have the BSS interaction with the ONA as a black box, correct? Shaka, is that correct? As a black box, we want to really see if ONA can handle any the interaction with the BSS as an external entity. Or that would be a BSS within the ONA provider's domain. Shaka, do you have any idea on that?
Not in real time. I think we could definitely...
Oh, I have a comment on that, and maybe this is another architectural discussion. We're talking about federated orchestration, where the federated orchestrators are ONAP orchestrators. Wouldn't that be a pure ONAP consideration and piece of business? I'm not sure why MEF relevant in that space. If you were talking about the interface between ONAP's orchestrator and some other, I'll call it a third party orchestrator, or an orchestrator from some other community, you know, I get maybe MEF is going to work this inter orchestration technology interface. Yeah. But if we're talking about federating one ONAP instance with another ONAP instance of orchestration, isn't that purely an ONAP matter?
So Parviz, let me break in here.
Ahead,
I want to queue this up as a discussion for futures. We have identified there are two pieces. There's East-West, which is AT&T wants to connect with, let's say, China Mobile or Orange.
Via ONAP to ONAP.
It could be ONAP to ONAP, or it could be ONAP to generic. And you know, that's something we have to look at, whether we want to use one interface or we want to have something ONAP specific and then detect that there's something else and have to flip to another one. So that's one discussion.
Right.
The other one is within a single operator, if you had to have multiple instances of ONAP, was that north-south interaction, and we may choose not to use MEF for that. We may do Etsy, or we could do our own, or we could do it from something else. Yeah. That's a discussion, but there are multiple discussions. There's the East-West, and there's also the North-South that I'd like to queue up for this cycle.
And Chris,
well, I think
one thing that one Chris is probably going.
Go ahead, Steve.
Go ahead.
Bye.
But it's all.
You're breaking up badly.
You're breaking up, Steve. Sorry.
Okay, sorry. My connection's not great. Can you hear me?
Yeah, now we hear you.
Okay, I'll take it slowly so the breakups can be redundant there. There's also a sort of a scoping question there as well, because the external API, to my understanding, doesn't deal with the partnership management and the business-to-business aspects. So there is sort of something outside of this as well, from at least my understanding of the architecture, that sort of makes some of this discussion maybe a little bit more complicated, that we need to sort of factor into the discussion there.
That's right. Parviz had the picture from a few weeks ago that identified different external orchestrator connections. And we'll have to figure out whether it makes sense to implement those in SO, an external API, or somewhere else. So that's part of this discussion.
Chris and Steve, one of the things that Parviz and the Tiger team has said always is that to us, external API treats ONAP as a black box. We don't expose the internal division, whether it's SO, controller, or DCAE, or STC. We expose that as all the APIs from the ONAP point of view, as ONAP as a black box. so that we can maneuver our component, rearrange our component without changing any of the actual API. That has been one of the guiding principles. Mm-hmm. And then as Chris was saying, that within internal ONAP modules, we might decide to use ONAP to, let's say, or SO to controller APIs are based on Etsy or TMF, or our internal API that is not based on the industry. That's a different thing. So, and from the external API point of view, we treat ONAP as a black box.
Hey, Vimal, I agree with you 100%. This is something that the entire team has been discussing on the architecture Tiger team that Travis has been leading, right? So the and I want to go back to Paul's point, right? I think where the pain that I have, or the discomfort that I have with this discussion, is that we're putting the cart before the horse. So we went to MEF, which is a specific implementation of a service, right? And the reason that we're talking about a federated orchestration, especially in terms of MEF, and again, I'm not an expert on MEF, but it is because that when you're creating the Metro Ethernet service, you need to provision both ends of the connection. And it so happened that each end of the connection is owned by a different service provider. And therefore, there is a need to have multiple orchestrations on different orchestrations, perhaps on either ends, right? So we started with the MEF service and extended it to the MEF orchestration without looking at the broader scope of how do we orchestrate any service across multiple orchestrators. So I think proposing Interlude is probably a good starting point, but I think at the higher level, we need to make sure that from an ONAP perspective, we define clearly an orchestrator to orchestrator interface, and then see if Interlude can fit in within that interface.
That's right. That we're not picking a winner here.
Exactly.
We have multiple things that are on the table that we can draw from, that we can look for patterns from, but it's going to be what's best for ONAP in the end, and not necessarily what does one community or another pitch.
But I think we do need to, in our communications, we need to be clear whether we're talking about internal APIs within an ONAP to SO instances within the same ONAP instance, or ONAP to ONAP communication, like Vimal was saying. Mm-hmm. We just need to be clear what we're referring to, just so other people can follow. We aren't always doing that.
And Gil, I would generalize it a little bit. I would say the ONAP, the internal communications between ONAP components, I think those interfaces are well defined. But between ONAP and other orchestrators or other orchestration platforms, and perhaps the other orchestration platform can be ONAP or can be something else.
Well, as Paul pointed out, you know, internal ONAP APIs are ONAP's business and ONAP's decision on how to orchestrate those. ONAP to something external should be external. And like Vimal pointed out, the other ONAP should be a black box. So whether or not the other orchestrator is an ONAP instance or some other orchestrator or some other thingy that does functionally the same thing as ONAP, but meets the same API, then the first ONAP, the calling ONAP, would not know the difference.
Exactly. Yeah. This is standards are important in that space, because we want to keep external API more standardized rather than let's say ONAP specific.
Hey guys, this is scoping. Yeah, okay. I guess we are talking about the high level scoping for the Casablanca or a later release, but the other and the bigger question is, back to Shaker's point, do we want to really use, or even Paul mentioned, we use this a common, like a information model across all services, whether we want to use the UML model that is developed by MEP, or you want to do something that the modeling subcommittee is developing. It's not necessarily in line with what MEF has done. that is the architecture discussion that we are going to have in coming month. Yeah. It's not only the API, it's API and also the relevant modeling work across all services. So it's an implementation agnostic, it's a data model agnostic, but it's a service specific that can utilize a common model like MathUML or something similar, okay?
But to be careful on scope, if it is a modeling discussion, it has to go in the modeling subcommittee. We're going to work with the modeling subcommittee. We're going to find what we need from an architectural perspective, but I don't want to develop a competing model.
Yeah, I think that's right, Chris. I think we owe ourselves the architecture discussion to decide whether, for example, we want the API structured in terms of a common part and a service-specific part or something else. Once we know that, then I would think it goes to the modeling committee for modeling.
Right.
Yeah. We have already initiated discussion, Chris, with the modeling subcommittee. Right. And we are going to work together. You're right. Absolutely. Okay. That is for the first item. Chris, there was a in the chat window a suggestion for adding a new item. Chris, did you see that? Like adding multi-architecture from Tina? So, okay, Tina wants to add a new item to the list.
Okay.
Can I move on to the next item? Because I have the same slide. All right. So now we have the Explore database harmonization. Chris, you already mentioned this. Now, I don't think at the Tiger team level, we have any contribution yet on this one, okay? At the ARC level, Chris, I vaguely remember there was a presentation on this, yeah? Way back, or no?
I'm sorry, which one, Paris?
Item number two, the database harmonization.
We've briefly talked about it in December at the developer meeting, but we have not done a significant work on that. That's what we talked about in the first part of the meeting, that OOM can help with this, and they're going to come back with a presentation in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, so that is good. The next item, which is again in my list, so I use your slide, the API improvement. We need a more specific kind of focus on this. When we talk about the API improvement, for Casablanca on a later release, do we need to split it into several buckets? Like, for example, the APC, VFC discussion versus some other API improvement? Any thought at the ARC level on this so we can solicit contribution from the Tiger team?
The issue that we're getting to now is everybody's doing common documentation for the APIs. So in Amsterdam, there were multiple different formats, and some of the APIs were RESTful and some were REST-like, and we were all over the place. We're starting to normalize the documentation using Swagger this time. The interfaces haven't been normalized, and that could be an area to look at for Casablanca is, can we start using common patterns in some of these interfaces? Can we make it simplified and more modular in the specific APIs?
Well, there is a bigger discussion in the industry, Chris. You're aware of that.
Yes.
That the REST APIs with JSON and more is increasingly losing steam in the industry in ONAP in favor of like gRPC and whatever the Google is cooking up behind the scene.
Yep.
Is that something that we need to worry about at the ARC level or no?
Let's have that conversation. If someone wants to come in with a presentation on gRPC, let's talk about what that would mean to ONAP and whether it makes sense and whether we want to do that in Casablanca or some point in the future. And, you know, if this is something we put on the roadmap, what steps do we need to do to implement? You know, is there something we want to do in Casablanca or is there something we don't want to do in Casablanca to prepare for Dublin or whatever? So let's put that on the table as an open and we can figure out in the coming months how it should be implemented or if it should be implemented.
Well, just for, we of course we wait for a contribution to come in, but in a bigger picture, bigger landscape in the industry, I see that the Kubernetes, all this thing that you mentioned, the cloud native or the compute, you know, foundation that Google is championing. Is this our focus for Casablanca? Because there is a suite of those projects. It's not only Kubernetes. It's not like the thing that I mentioned, Fluentd. Fluentd is for logging. They have this gRPC for connectivity and interconnection between like, microservices. It, should we follow that footsteps or we need to just have an ONAP specific approach?
We're so at the beginning. We're at the beginning of the process, not the end of the process. We need to think about this. You know, are some of the cloud native components that are coming out applicable for ONAP? And I think the answer to a number is going to be yes, but we may not adopt everything and we may want to not only take advantage of one ecosystem's projects, if you will. You know, it may be that strategically we don't want to go completely down the Google path, that we want to pick parts that are coming out from Google and parts that are coming out from other communities. It's a discussion. We're, you know, at step one here. So if people do have proposals and recommendations, you know, let's go through those in the coming weeks.
Okay, sure. And we covered the, we didn't talk about identity management when I asked contribution at the Tiger team level. The identity management, do we have any guidance on this or no? Or we need to explore that in Tiger team?
Yeah, let's discover, let's explore this further. We have some work that happened in the Beijing timeframe. We want to take advantage of that. But let's keep the discussions going.
Okay, sure. And then we talked about the
there is a relation between that and some of the discussions, Chris, in the security as well, to some extent.
Great. So okay. We'd like, you know, Steve, if there are recommendations coming out of the security committee, if we could bring them to architecture so that we make sure the architecture supports sure. those recommendations.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's in a recommendation phase at the moment, but there has been some early thoughts, but I can share that at some stage, what those thoughts were.
Great.
Okay, the next 5 minutes, let me, I can wrap it up, hopefully. Now, the Beijing to Casablanca upgrade, is this the architecture implication on this? Do we need to really worry about this, or this could be captured as part of the CI/CD, or no?
Yeah, Helen is owning this. I talked to the integration team, and they're putting someone on this to tie up that item. The agreement was we wouldn't do upgrades from Amsterdam to Beijing, but from this point forward, from Beijing to Casablanca, we would. So they're putting that one together.
Okay, number eight, this is near and dear to my heart, which I always bring this up. For SDNC, of course, there is some roadmap working with Dan Timoney. But in general, is that going to be taken by OM or music or the individual project they should have, do we expect a contribution from an individual project perspective or just a follow-on to OM and music on the geo redundancy?
This is Roger from OOM. So we're certainly not going to be able to implement geo-redundancy by ourselves with OOM. There'll be heavy dependency on the project teams to come up with whatever mechanisms. Now, certainly we can help, but it can't be an OOM-only activity.
Okay. So, Roger, you welcome contribution from individual projects to address this. While you're on the top of this, from an overall platform orchestration, you already have this support as part of OM, yeah?
But at a different level. I think we need to coordinate this from the architecture perspective, first we need to agree on what level of S3P we're coming forward with, and then secondly, for features like geo-redundancy that have multi-project implications, how do we normalize the requirements and normalize the support across those projects?
Okay. So I want to make sure we have a good handle of that so once a contribution come in. Multi-tenancy support, is this back to Vimal's point? Is the multi-tenancy would be first would hit the use case discussion, or the architecture should really start looking into this?
I think both ways. In other words, we have to identify what multi-tenancy is. And how are we going to expose it in the near term? You know, what's the demo level feature? And then what are the implications to the architecture for implementing that?
Chris, is there a use case question on that one, actually?
I think that it was coming in from 5G, and Vimal can correct me if I've got that wrong.
No, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Multi-tenancy, if you're talking about multi-tenancy of ONAP itself, right, I guess, or... Because I don't tie that directly to...
For IoT, this becomes a very relevant discussion, but IoT is not here. For 5G, Vimal, you're saying this is not relevant? It is relevant.
That wasn't the requirement that came from 5G. I think the requirement came from somebody else. I don't remember who.
Okay.
Just a thought for which maybe we should probably have the broader classification as edge computing, which would include IoT also.
Right. Yes, edge computing. Definitely.
Yeah, I forgot that. Yeah, now it makes sense what Bharat you said, because I wanted to add that edge computing is a requirement or a 5G.
Correct.
Yeah, and okay. So multi-tenancy is one aspect of it, but I did not have that as an item. I had edge computing or edge cloud is a dependency on 5G.
Correct.
Now this is Vimal, the edge computing piece. Is that...
But how does multi-tenancy relate to edge computing? I don't get that.
So Ramki, you want to...
Multi-tenancy of what?
So one of the requirement that today we don't support multi-tenancy in our network elements. I believe that one of the requirement would be that as we deploy edge cloud is precise and is not won't have as many resources. We need there could be a requirement to support multi-tenancy. That's the thought process.
Ramki, but that's just cloud.
Exactly right, Vimal. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying.
But that's just cloud.
Yeah, it's edge cloud, and that's why I say edge cloud is what we want to talk about.
No, it's just cloud. The capabilities are normal. I mean, that if you're just talking about saying, okay, the cloud infrastructure have multiple tenants, that's just normal operation and business that we have today. There's nothing special there.
Yeah, No, we don't support that today, Stefan. I think that's the today we assume that for every VNF or VNF component, it has its own either VM or runs on a container. And even the container support is really not there. Container is, we support container for ONAP module itself. We do not support container for any network element.
Yeah, but you can you deploy your VMs and they have the different tenants on it there. So we have multi-tenancy today. So
yeah, we can take it offline. I'll bring the multi-cloud team rather than just me talking. So,
Steve, just
we need clarity on what we mean by multi-tenancy, because it's a word that can mean many things. I think that's really what I'm getting to there. Because I
exactly.
think we have
that's
it there.
What Chris said, that we need to get a more detailed requirement on that, rather than just one line item called multi-tenancy. Say, be more specific and for all.
Well, I can give you an example, Steve. Multi-tenancy in the context of IoT, all the different verticals that you have for M2M, each vertical would be a tenant, correct? So you need to accommodate
and
different tenants.
What's
using
sure, but what's special about that?
Okay.
Are they, so special. Sorry, this is Shaka. So one comment, right? Just to follow up on Steve's comment. Are we talking about multi-cloud support or multi-tenancy support?
This particular item is multi-tenancy, not multi-cloud. Multi-cloud is separate item.
Okay. That's what I'm trying to understand. So multi-tenancy, just for my own benefit, sorry, Pravees. So are we talking about being able to host multiple service providers or customers on the same cloud infrastructure?
On the same VM, can we support multiple network element functions, whether they are VF component or that today each VF component runs on its own VM. That's the way today we ONAP supports network elements. Not ONAP itself runs on container and can that's multi-tenant already. Can we extend that concept for the network element as well?
So Vimal, what I'm trying to understand is that is this an ONAP requirement or would it be more accurate to say that's an implementation requirement?
So Vimal, are you describing?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I agree, Steve.
So Vimal, are you describing allotted resource? It sounds almost like that, or
not allotted. So
we can take it offline, Vimal. I'm just trying to see if I can think it offline.
Today we do not support container, the network element running on a container. Every time I have to create an instance.
I agree with that. That's something we should talk about from an architectural perspective.
Exactly.
That's container-based NFs.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Hey, guys.
So let's take this offline. I'm going to solicit presentations for that. Clearly, there's some interest. So for those of you who are interested, let's work that and get an agenda slot queued up.
Sure.
All right. Chris, sorry, you're adding this new item. I want to take edge computing as a separate item. And then, if necessary, we can merge them together, because that's a bigger topic.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. Also on containers, that is precisely right. We are doing some proof of concept in the multi-cloud team right now. But certainly, that's an item we should, get more serious about in Casablanca.
Yeah, but the containers.
And also the one thing that comes to my mind is like the specific point of being able to actually support multiple tenants a single VM. I'm tending to think it seems to be different in different paths, whether you go SO AppC route or the VFC route. Maybe that's the cause of confusion. And
yeah.
Because I'm now just as I'm going through the details, I think it may be supportable in the VFC path. Like, for example, it has been shown in the Volte use case. But if you go down the path, SO, APSI, then I guess probably not, like Vimal described. I think that's really the point here.
Okay, let's queue that up for a future discussion. We won't have time to solve it on this call today.
Sure, absolutely. This also brings back that where we are with the convergence of VFC and, you know, APSI, these. I think that's a critical piece for Casablanca, I guess.
Okay.
Okay. That's I have one more item, Chris. Chris.
Yes.
We have something in the architecture guidelines. We mentioned integrated design studio. So we need to elaborate on this. What do we mean by that? Integrated design studio. Is this something in the SDC, in the scope of SDCs, or more than that?
Yeah, it's already part of SDC.
Yeah, it is SDC. Today, we do have some fragmented design environment. We have a slight design environment for, let's say, Clamp. We might have a slightly different design environment, separate design environment for change management, or even the policy design. We want to bring all those activities together under one design environment called SDC, and leverage the common catalog, common design GUI, so that people don't have to switch back and forth.
Okay,
and
so
we
that's
can,
good.
And we will bring, those are the kind of requirements where I said in the three bucket we talked about, the maturity, the component enhancement, and then in SDC, we'll bring what we mean or what we would like to see in design, integrated design environment. And other input is more than welcome.
And the next two others, or before that, Chris, can we add an item for handling the real-time streaming data? I already talked to Lucian about this, and he is very much supportive of this from a DCAE perspective. I don't know if Lucian is on the call.
I don't believe, and I also heard or saw some input from Nokia that they would like to start doing some contribution in that area. So,
okay.
For each of these modules, whether it's SO, STC, DCAE, ANAI, we want to say what are some of the functional gaps that we would like to see them address and prioritize them. Not everything can be done in Casablanca, but prioritize them.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, I'm done with this page. We can add more items maybe in a future call.
And also, I'd like to bring forth another point. I think this is discussed in the previous architecture meetings around distributed policy framework rather than completely centralized, because that's what is really practical. If you go to implementation, there are actually some policies which get executed in cloud today, right? And now the question is, how does it interface with the centralized policy engine? How do you connect up all these pieces?
Okay, so we'll queue all of these up for discussions in coming weeks. And I'd like to ask people on the call, a number of you already responded, to sign up to do a presentation on these. And then we'll consider that work it through the process.
Chris, just a point of clarification on item 11, that could be confusing. It is multi-CPU architecture, and I'll be happy to bring a contribution for that.
Okay.
That is a good clarification from Srini, Chris.
Okay.
That is good. The identity management, that would be across all projects, not necessarily in STC.
Okay.
And so that's good.
Okay. I will put those on the list.
One more item, Chris, that came up in the PNF discussions.
Mm-hmm.
So we have VNF SDK. We're not sure if that would be the home for PNF SDK. And I think we said that, okay, in Beijing it will not be supported, but we need to consider it for the releases.
Yeah, we'll pencil that in and we'll have a discussion on that as well. Great. If other topics do come up, we can put them on the list as well. I'll put all these in as JIRA tickets, and then we can work them through between the main architecture calls, and then I will ask the Tiger team to help with some of the prioritization.
Sure.
And Chris, at ONS, is there a session on architecture, and what are some of the things that you want to discuss during that meeting?
There isn't. There just really wasn't enough time. The slots all got down to about half an hour, and so we actually have more time using these regular slots. So there is going to be an architecture topic, which is alignment with Etsy, and the Etsy team is going to come forward with the presentation. But I think we'll get more progress through our regular weekly calls than trying to squeeze something into ONS.
So Chris, if we wanted to, if we also have a proposal for Etsy alignment between ONAP and Etsy from an ONAP perspective, would we be appropriate to present it at the Los Angeles meeting or to do it in one of these sessions?
We can do it either way. If at the Etsy session, the current proposal is that it's actually pretty short. It's about 20 minutes. We have to talk to the Etsy group and see if we could squeeze that in. But if we want a longer discussion, I would suggest these calls where I could give longer slots on the agenda.
Yeah, I think we want to hear.
But if it's, Chris, one quick question there, if it's like a quick 1 minute update or something, would that be possible? Like a quick, hey, this is an update for Etsy and this is a document, please review, something like that. Would that be possible?
I'm sorry, from which direction? From ONAP to Etsy?
This is more on the modeling work we're doing. We're in the last step in aligning with the modeling team, infrastructure modeling. Around multi-cloud object hierarchies, and was wondering if all our discussions here are squared away and everybody's happy, maybe give an update to Etsy, more like a minute or two on our work, and you know, look for the review comments.
So Ramke, we're talking about Etsy alignment architecturally, not just one component's modeling, but
I want 1 minute update. I would rather, here is my suggestion, Gil, that let's hear what Etsy is proposing, and we want to give a thoughtful response answer rather than just giving two different people talking from two different angles without coordinating. So unless we know what they're proposing and it aligns with what our thinking is, that's fine. Otherwise, let's hear what they have to say, then group together and put our thought together and response back.
Well, I wasn't thinking of a response to Etsy. I was thinking about a proposal, not knowing what Etsy's going to propose. I was thinking we would just come with our own proposal.
We can do that all.
Because the only question is, do we want to have just everyone flying back from Los Angeles having only heard one proposal, and that's from the Etsy team?
That's a good point. And if you have time, we'll definitely have to.
Yeah, so I was thinking along more on those directions, sort of.
Okay.
So I'm going to try to put together. So Chris, who would I talk to if we wanted to give such a proposal or presentation? Or do we already have one line? Steve, does or is Jamil on? Steve, do we have something already lined up in Etsy to talk about an ONAP proposal that maybe we can?
There is a slot there. Yeah, there is a slot there, and I think I'm supposed to be helping out with this, so I think we have the opportunity to actually bring something in there.
Okay.
Yeah, Tetsuya proposed it. It's going to be at the end of the developer session. So the good news about that is if we do want to extend into lunch a little bit, we have a little bit of flexibility there. It's going to be a fairly short window at the end. So we'll do the best that we can to accommodate, and then... you know, to if we want to have a quick update or a response from the ONAP side, we can. The other thing is we can have a much longer discussion on one of these calls and invite the Etsy people just to participate as well so that we can keep the dialogue going.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry.
Gil, I can bring in a contribution form of a slide specifically on the multi-cloud object hack you're working on. And I'll work with you offline on that. This is Ramki.
Okay. Hey, yeah. Hey, Ramki. I recognize your voice.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay.
So, Chris, to close this, all the prioritization of the work items is you look into the Tiger team to help with that, correct? How to prioritize.
Yeah, I know you've been talking about some of these topics. I want to bring these forward on the ARC calls to have people come forward for the broader community. And then as we discuss this, I'm sure that a lot of the proposals, based on the feedback, will have to go through some additional work. And then also we have to package this as something concrete for Casablanca. And that's where I'm going to ask the Tiger team to do some of this additional work to filter it down, prioritize it for Casablanca, and then come back to the main ARC calls so that we can get this finalized as early as possible in the cycle so that we have concrete recommendations for the project teams as they go into their planning between M0 and M1.
Yeah. Since we already have like 10, 12 minutes, Chris, do we have any update on the decision on the modeling work, or you want to leave it to the ONS discussion? Yeah.
The modeling committee is, we met right before, and I was not part of that meeting, so I can't answer exactly where they are, but I believe that they're trying to publish this week. That should be resolved by ONS. Is that what you're asking for?
One is the publication, and the other thing is the Tosca model versus the NFP profile. Yeah, there are two different. Is that decision is pending, or we don't know?
I believe that was resolved last week, They were. They were going to ratify it this week. So I don't want to speak out of turn because I wasn't on the meeting immediately preceding this. But my understanding as of Friday was that they had consensus on a direction forward and they were going to finalize everything this week.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Okay. Anything else, Pervis, from you?
Yeah, we have... discussion on this generic network function, the controller. We haven't really concluded that yet. We are still debating that in Casablanca or even for long term, how we are gonna position the architecture, at least the direction that to bring those two different variants of the architecture together, okay? Specifically, the focus is we identify this network function, the generic network function controller. So that discussion is already happening in the Tiger team. It's not concluded yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's one area. The other area is the set of APIs that I mentioned. A subset of those APIs are currently being discussed. For orchestration, federation, orchestration, delegation, and also for last time we talked about how to interact with the infrastructure, whether it's through SDNC or through multi-cloud. So that discussion is already work in progress. Those are the three major area of architecture work is happening. I believe that we have two additional work items. One is the controller architecture and how that mapping should be done using the existing interfaces, or if we plan to indeed bring the the new items to the API, how we are going to develop those APIs or interfaces. We have two pictures, one for controller architecture and one for orchestrator architecture. So those two are references for the Tiger Team discussions, and that discussion is already happening. Chris, you have seen those pictures, yeah? Mm-hmm. Do you want me to show that or no? We don't have time, yeah?
We've got about 7 minutes, so why don't you continue your updates, and we can give you more time and you can show those diagrams when you have some progress on that.
Okay, so those are the topics that we are focusing right now. Some of them are tailored to the Casablanca release, but in a bigger sense, we are looking into long-term architecture, how we are gonna put this cloud-native concept into the architecture, how we're gonna move the architecture to embrace microservices. Not only from the Beijing perspective that we said every project should register to MSP, but we are gonna basically look into the deep dive into how we can bring the functionality, the microservices, the containers, the Kubernetes, and more all together as part of the long-term architecture. Okay.
So can I ask a question about two of these items that Chris that you're documenting for Casablanca, edge computing number 10 and fabric control number 15. Are there projects that are looking at those aspects already? Because AT&T's I'm working on a proposal whereby for private edge cloud management in ONAP, and I just want to compare notes and make sure that I'm working with the right folks.
And actually, it's a little bit more than AT&T because it's a Linux Foundation project that we want to align. So we want to see how we want to bring that edge cloud, Linux Foundation edge cloud, with the ONAP, and if there are some synergy that we can leverage.
That's right.
You mean Acrino, right. Yeah?
Yeah, Acrino, exactly. Yeah.
Acrino, yeah.
So Srini actually is the one that put these on the table. Do you want to say anything more on that, Srini? We may have to come back. He's in a noisy place and is on mute right now. So
it's something worth putting a note to say that this edge cloud, there could be multiple aspects of edge cloud, but one of the flavor that we think is important is Acrino work that Linux Foundation is pushing, and how we can have some synergy and leverage some of the things that work we are doing in ONAP.
Right, exactly. Well, you can put my name on that list because I'd like to co-sponsor. If that's a proposal for a project in Casablanca, I'd like to put my name on there as well. I think 10 and 15 are the same, or I don't know.
A question for Vimal. I have been looking into Acrino for the last couple of days.
Yeah.
You guys, do you plan to put this in the context of end-to-end ONAP architecture, or that would be totally separate?
So that's, again, we want to see, as I said, I was trying to be a little bit more diplomatic. We want to leverage some of the ONAP modules, but I want to make sure that ONAP always stays cloud agnostic. It's not tied to any particular cloud, and that's why we have multi-cloud layer. But are there pieces or things that we are developing in ONAP, and these are both Linux Foundation projects, that we can find some synergy and leverage each other? So I think that's what Gil will bring to table to say, does this proposal make sense to ONAP community?
Yeah. So at this point, this is not for new projects per se, but it's for a presentation to the architecture committee first, which could turn into a new project down the road once we get the feedback and figure out the architectural implications.
Exactly. And we also want to agree on the principles, like you do want to keep ONAP cloud agnostic, it's never tight, even though they are Linux Foundation, we don't want to tie it too tightly.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, specifically, any Acrino support should be through a multi-vim plugin, and maybe functionality for like the fabric control on number 15, that should all happen south of multi-vim.
Yeah.
So, things like that.
Yeah.
That is different, though. Hold on. The number 15 is different, Gil.
Well, that is where,
bring that where is, you.
There is okay. But we can keep them separate.
Right.
Yeah. So I'll just keep them on the list for now. We can decide down the road if they combine or you know, what we do with these. But at present, this is a really good list of topics that we want to discuss over the next several weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're about, we have about 2 minutes left. Any final thoughts, Parviz, before we wrap?
I don't know. Maybe I can find a launch hour for having the discussion on this, the implication of the modeling on the architecture work. Should I probably talk to Adenkwi to see if we can have a joint meeting? This would be at the arc level.
Well, and he has meetings outside of ONS on the Sunday and on the Friday. So
maybe you can do that.
Possibilities. So let's take that offline. Okay. And then I think this was a really good discussion to kick off the Casablanca process. I will put JIRA tickets in for all of these. If people who have proposed topics or suggested interest can let me know your availability for some of these presentations, I will get those scheduled over the next couple of weeks. We'll work around ONS. But we've got a call next week and then following ONS as well. So for those of you who are interested, let's talk through email. And then the final note is if you do have issues, I do want to close on the Beijing architecture this week with the TSC. If you have any issues on the VFC note, as we discussed earlier, please respond to the email thread by close of business tomorrow so that we can wrap that up.
Thank you. Chris, on number 13, please put it on the agenda. We are ready for that. Yeah.
Okay, I'll get that on for next week.
Okay.
Okay, thanks everybody.
All right, thanks Chris.
Appreciate it.
All right, thank you, good call. Thank you, bye-bye.
Thank you,
bye.
Thanks.
Bye.